Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Showtime!
How y'all feel?
T.T. Badger! Multi-hostile! Highly motivated, motivated, motivated!
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, into hour number two we roll. Shane and Bruce with you this morning. Sports Daily on a Tuesday. A lot of baseball on our brains, as you would imagine, headed towards the trade deadline, which is, what, 2:30 in the Central Time Zone?
Well, technically 3, but
3 o'clock.
You'll hear all the mad dashing 30 minutes before. But, yeah, 3 o'clock Central is the trade deadline. And according to Dennis Dodd and Jeff Passan, the St. Louis Cardinals have made a trade. They have given the Rays Tommy Pham in exchange for three prospects: Genesis Cabrera, okay, Justin Williams, Roel Ramirez. So the Cardinals have sold, in essence, Tommy Pham. So he is out the door. What's on tap is brought to you by Side Pockets, where it's Taco Tuesday. You get four hard-shell beef tacos loaded to the hilt. Just $5.95 today at Side Pockets. Of course, what's on tap later on tonight? The Royals and White Sox start a series after KC got the day off yesterday. On air 6:30, first pitch 7:10. Royals and White Sox. NBC World Series getting in it to its first full week. Go to NBCBaseball.com for more information on schedule and game times. And a reminder, they have a new app, HAP app. Get it? Go to the NBC World Series app for more information on all games, teams, times, and promotions. And it's 2 for Tuesdays tonight. Hot dog and Pepsi for $2 out at the NBC
World. How are they
World
drawing,
Series.
Shane?
You know, I don't know. I'll get on that. But it's got to be It's got to be better than the Louisville Sluggers stadium where the Louisville Stars played last night. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. So let's see. What's on tap is brought to you by Side Pockets. We have the A's revamping their season ticket plans in order to appease their fans, which is much like the Padres. I think we both agree it was a fine idea, especially when it comes to, well, in the A's case, they are actually going for it. They've got an opportunity to make the wild card where the Padres do not, but they are not so stuck in their ways that they can't. And I think more and more teams are doing this in baseball, switching up their season ticket plans to make it either more affordable or just an effort to get more people to the ballpark.
Sure.
I'm sure in the Oakland A's case, that is definitely the case because, you know, for anybody that's seen a game or been to the actual Coliseum or whatever it's called right now.
Sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Wasn't going to say it, but yeah.
You can have a third base seat, and I mean literally first row on the third base side or the first base side, and be 100-some-odd feet away from the action.
Yeah, it's cavernous.
I mean, it's so – I've never seen a place that has more foul space in my life than that configuration. It's just ridiculous.
That's huge.
Just not a good place to watch a ball game.
Is there any – anything on the horizon as far as a different ballpark for them?
Well, no, they were trying like heck to get a facility down in San Jose to move for. They're in the East Bay right now, obviously, in Oakland. They wanted to move down the bay towards San Jose, but the Giants have blocked that a couple of times because of territorial claims and this, that, and the other thing. Trying to get a ballpark built in places where they want it built has been a challenge. And, of course, getting one built in Oakland has been problematic, hence the Raiders leaving. And for that matter, the Warriors about to leave, because that facility is all literally tied together. You've got where the Warriors play and where the A's and the Raiders play are literally, that's all in one complex. So yeah. that's about to be empty, period.
Yeah.
Dumps.
I kind of feel bad for Oakland sports fans in a way, I guess.
Yeah.
Specifically baseball fans because, well, they deserve.
But don't you think A's Raiders? Don't you think Raiders fans will travel to Vegas?
Hell, yes, of course.
I mean, that is like right down their alley.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, we're going to Vegas and we're going to make it a 3 or 4 dayer.
Yep.
Paint your faces up and be, you know, whatever they are.
Create a new black hole in the stadium in Vegas. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think absolutely. I think that the Raiders take no risk at all making that move, because I think a lot of their fan base will go with them. I really do.
All right. So let's get to some headlines. The New York Jets signed their first round draft pick to a 4-year contract for $30.2 million. That's Sam Darnold. That deal also includes a $20 million signing bonus, one of the richest in Jets history. By rule, the contract is fully guaranteed and includes a fifth-year club option. Of the 256 players drafted, Darnold was the 255th to sign his rookie deal. The only left unsigned is the Bears' Roquan Smith, who's chosen 8th overall. The thing hanging up Sam Darnold and his agent Jimmy Sexton with some of the verbiage in the contract. They got that taken care of. He, at 2 p.m. Eastern time yesterday, signed his deal, jogged out to the practice field to a slow clap from his teammates, ribbing him for being a little late. He became the first top 5 pick to get his bonus at signing as a lump sum. But that was kind of interesting and cool.
Yeah, that is interesting.
You got a pile of money, literally. Guaranteed roster bonuses in 19, 20, and 21, even if he begins camp on the non-football injury list. Who of the quarterbacks, him, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, who am I leaving out? Is that the big four? Who's going to take a snap first?
I think it's going to be Darnold.
I think it's going to be Allen.
He'd be the next pick.
And, you know, a lot of, and of course, there's going to be praise all the way around for all these guys, because what else are they going to say? But Josh Rosen apparently looks pretty professional down in Arizona, too.
In Arizona,
and
yeah.
He looks like an NFL quarterback anyway, just looking at him, you know.
Yes.
Big dude, strong arm, prototype. Three of the four are like that. Baker Mayfield's a little small to be considered a prototype drop-back NFL passer. But at this point, it's pure speculation. Who knows? Camp's just opened. How much and how quickly they'll pick up everything is anybody's guess.
But at least Darnold had – he was getting pretty rave reviews in OTAs, which now remember that's essentially two-hand touch.
I got a question for you. Speaking of OTAs and rookie camps – if none of these guys were signed, then how are they guaranteed against injury? I mean, even when you're playing two-hand touch, you can blow out a knee dropping back. What would protect those guys against injury and not getting anything if the teams mandated they had to come to rookie camp and they got hurt? Because none of them.
I'm not sure. I don't know what the. That's a good question. I'm sure that there is some form of standard deal that unsigned players work under, but that give them some form of protection in that regard.
Have to be.
But I'm not sure.
Have to be something
that would
in
be,
CBA,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have to be.
Yeah. But I don't. But that would be something that I should probably know.
I would worry about that, and I was surprised. You know, it kind of caught me flat-footed when we're talking about, oh, so-and-so finally signed, and this. I'm like, you know, rookie camps and OTAs were a long time ago. and they were all there. You know,
oh, yeah.
The rookies, that's what it's for. But anyway, so all's well that ends well, and I'm sure you're right. I'm sure there's something protecting the players from the teams not having to pay them a cent if they blew out a knee just in OTAs. What a weird story out of Lincoln. The unoccupied home of Scott Frost was apparently burglarized over the weekend, according to Lincoln, Nebraska police. Initial reports indicated that more than $165,000 in memorabilia was stolen, including numerous championship rings, either from Nebraska or Oregon or UCF. Frost released a statement yesterday saying that some of the missing stuff had been found. Later Monday, police said Frost found all of his missing rings in his garage. Quote, "The incident that occurred at our home is obviously very disappointing and discouraging. All of our belongings were gone through, and it will take some time to determine exactly what is missing and the value of those items." Unquote. Apparently, his house is getting either remodeled or something, and the alarm was off and the garage was up. And initial reports that obviously he got cleaned out. There are no suspects and no one in custody.
Odd.
I thought it was really weird. Former Nebraska quarterback, former UCF head coach that led the Knights to a 13-0 season in 2017 and a win over Auburn. Spent 7 years as an assistant at Oregon, and it was rumored that he had as many as 10 rings from Oregon. And as you and I both know, these rings aren't cheap. I don't care if they're championship, conference, or otherwise.
Valuable.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. Welcome to Lincoln. Welcome back to Lincoln, Mr. Frost.
Well, the idiot that stole something from him has no recourse to resell this stuff anywhere. No. He better just enjoy it or, hide it, because you either try to resell that or display it in your own house, you're in trouble, especially in Lincoln. Robbing Scott Frost, hopefully he doesn't live in Lincoln, because if he does, he's not very smart. So I'm kind of interested to see the end game in this. His home apparently is in Southwest Lincoln under renovation. Police believe that whoever it was entered through an unlocked garage. Robbing Scott Frost in Lincoln.
Not a wise move. Yeah, not a really smart or hospitable welcome to town. You would think that that someone would think the better for it, but
is it possible they didn't know it was Scott Frost's house?
Well, I don't
beforehand.
Know.
Beforehand. Obviously, you're going to figure out who it was once you're in there with all that stuff, but...
Did you start taking things, then have a moment of
OMG, of this conscience? Is Scott Frost's house?
Oh my God, what am I doing? Uh-huh. And then you just leave it all in the garage? Is that what it was basically where it was? Just is bizarre.
Here's my explanation for Frost on his part. He totally forgot how much stuff he has over the years and just panicked that it was all gone. And he's probably still in the process of unpacking, honestly. He's probably got so much stuff in boxes still that he's not exactly sure what all he had and where it goes in his new house. That's my guess, that he panicked, afraid he got cleaned out, and actually had to go through some of those boxes that he hadn't gone through in months.
Well, maybe so. Huh. I don't know. That's just really strange.
Yeah.
That's not a great way to start things out.
And the feeling that you have of being violated when you have stuff stolen from you is a feeling unlike any other.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Stays with you.
It was a long time ago. I had my truck broken into and had the stereo taken out of it back when that was the thing, to have a stereo in your truck.
Yeah.
And it was actually a portable like I could take the face off of it and take it into wherever I was going. You know, back in the day, they had those things too. Left it and came out to see my window broken in the stair. I mean, just a, you know, you feel like you're being watched. It's like, God, just
it's it's bad.
Horrible feeling to have stuff taken from you. But hopefully that story has a good ending. Speaking of college football, Jim Harbaugh, Deadspin nailed the headline. And it was basically what I said in our pre-production text back and forth. Jim Harbaugh remains a total weirdo.
Totally. I don't even know how to react to this last one.
I don't either. And I don't.
It's kind of like,
I'm not a real Harbaugh guy anyway, just because I got the feeling that he was weird when he was at the 49ers. But, man, he's 100% weird. Former Michigan quarterback, a guy who's at UCLA right now, his name's Wilton Spate, told a story that sums up how weird he is. Harbaugh pulled him aside and told him not to eat chicken, a protein that obviously is considered fairly safe by nutritionists. Spate asked Harbaugh why, and Harbaugh said because it's a nervous bird. And he believed it 100%. I mean, it wasn't like he laughed. It wasn't like it was tongue-in-cheek. Spate was quoted as saying he thinks some type of sickness injected its way into the human population and when people began eating white meats instead of beef and pork. And he believes it 100%.
Okay.
Surely he's going to flame out before long at Michigan, right?
Well, I don't know. That's interesting because really when you get right down to it, now Michigan is back in a, where is Michigan right now? What tier is Michigan?
They're very highly thought of this
with
year.
Jim Harbaugh.
Way up right there.
Mm-hmm. But
is that what you mean? I mean, they're on the national
landscape. They're on the national landscape. I don't think they're considered nationally elite at this particular point.
Oh, I wouldn't. Probably not that. I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Right? And I don't know. I mean, I would say that Michigan fan probably feels pretty good about where they are right now, but there are, and maybe they end up being a national championship contender. But I think that you can make the argument. I'll just put it this way. Have they lived up to the billing that you would think that they would have gotten under Jim Harbaugh, when Jim Harbaugh came back?
Not quite, but I think that it's still too early to evaluate
8-5 a year ago.
Huh?
I mean, 8-5 a year ago after a couple of 10-3 seasons. So right now, 28-11 is a 720 winning percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to scoff at that, but we are talking about Michigan. And that's not Ohio State good.
Correct.
Now, he took over, from Brady Hoke and... And that program was not in tremendous shape relative to what you expect from Michigan. But I don't know. I mean, 3 years into the Jim Harbaugh experiment, where are we at Michigan? Is it a B at this particular point?
Probably. And now this is obviously a question for Michigan fan because we're not. But, I think that's... That's okay.
I mean,
I think that's okay.
I mean, those are pretty. Yeah, that's pretty good returns, and you're winning a lot of games, but you're coming off of an 8-5 season. You've been in a position to compete for a Big Ten championship, but you haven't won one. And maybe I'm being unfair. But what were the expectations when Jim Harbaugh came in? And he delivered. His first year, he was 10-3.
Yeah.
Followed it up with a 10-3 season. But they were a pretty pedestrian 8-5 a year ago.
Well, they got the Ole Miss transfer, Shea Patterson, who's a really good quarterback, to take over there. The pecking order in the Big Ten, they're probably in the middle of it. I mean, it's a top-heavy conference this year. You know, Michigan State, Penn State supposed to be good again. Wisconsin's got one of the best running backs in the country, who's just a sophomore. Surprise, surprise, they can run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Ohio State. And Michigan opens at Notre Dame. So you want to find out the temperature of Jim Harbaugh's seat? Let me check back with me if Notre Dame beats them on September 1st. Now,
yeah, I can't imagine 8-5 would be too would be too neatly accepted.
Probably
in Ann
not
Arbor.
Again. No, and you know, going 10-3 his first year is probably the worst thing that could have happened to him.
Well, yeah, he fostered expectations. I mean, what were people saying? Well, Michigan's back, and Michigan will be a national champion. Yeah, of course. And why wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. I get it. But it's harder to do than people think. And that's a tough league. I mean, you've got some people that are playing a high level in that league.
Well, and you need to beat Ohio State.
Yep.
Which I don't think he's done. Last 2 years, he hasn't. And
no, he might have.
No, they got destroyed in 2015. No, yeah. So he hasn't beaten Ohio State.
So he's 0-3 against Ohio State. He's lost 2 out of the 3 bowl games that he's played. And he's gone from 20-6 in his first 2 years to 8-5 in his next one. Michigan is not a program where they have a great deal of patience.
Look, schedule sets up pretty good for him. Okay, you're at Notre Dame. They got 2 patsies at home in the non-conference, Western Michigan and SMU. They get Nebraska at home, Northwestern, who they're perceived better than, at their place. Maryland and Wisconsin in the Big House, so they got them at home. The Biggies are at Michigan State, and then the final game of the year at Ohio State. The rest of them are either doable or at home. They got Penn State at home, at Rutgers, which should be a walkover, and Indiana at home. So they very, very well could be either undefeated or once beaten when October 20th rolls around. Now that obviously would buy him some more time. But getting back to his weirdness, I just think,
right.
In addition to, okay, like you said, they go 8-5. It's one thing if you're a choir boy and you're just beloved by everybody and you go 8-5. But he's on Pluto and going 8-5. And that act wears thin when you're not winning 10 games a year, you know?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I understand that there's a different standard at Michigan than there is at other schools. I mean, that kind of track record at what? 80% of the universities, 85% of the universities in this country, that kind of track record would be celebrated.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Michigan. We're talking about their rivalry with Ohio State. You're right. Weirdness is accentuated when all of a sudden you're 8-5 and there are people grumbling about 8-5. Because that's just another thing you can fall back to and point to and say, see, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh can coach. He coached at Stanford and resurrected that program. He was certainly solid with the San Francisco 49ers. And has done a pretty damn good job in Michigan by and large. But I would agree. I mean, you know, I think this is probably an important year for him. No. I think that they need to probably realize expectations.
No question. All right. I want our KFH listeners to take advantage of MyPillow's very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the buy one, get one free special. Use promo code KFH. And while you're there, you can get up to 50% off all items on the MyPillow website. Again, go to MyPillow.com. Their best deal maybe ever, certainly for the summer. MyPillow has brought back the buy one MyPillow, get one absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure to use the promo code KFH. As you know by now, they're 100% machine washable and dryable. Throw it into the laundry with the rest of your clothes. And it comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it? Send it back. But I know you won't. And I won't, because MyPillow is one of the best things that's happened to me in my life, because I get restorative sleep night after night after night after night. Buy one, get one free at MyPillow.com. But don't forget the promo code KFH. More Sports Daily when Bruce and I return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.